Noxious weed expert Roger Batt talks about Western hemlock and yellow flag iris. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Roger Batt is on the warpath against the 67 types of noxious weeds in the state of Idaho, but takes a minute to point out two that are particularly problematic.
This is poison hemlock. It's one of Idaho's noxious weeds on our noxious weed list. It's one of the most toxic plants in the Western Hemisphere as far as being poisonous.
Batt has new concerns this year as more and more Western hemlock is being identified across the landscape of Idaho.
It likes water, so that's where it prevalently grows. All parts of this plant are toxic. You do not want to eat any part of this plant or get any of the juice in your system because it can definitely kill humans and animals both. People often mistaken this plant for parsley or dill. One of the best ways to tell poison hemlock from wild carrot or dill are these purple mottled spots that are on the stem. Dill or parsley does not have that, so this is a huge indicator that this is poison hemlock.
Also recently identified as a growing nuisance is a noxious weed that many think is a decorative flower.
We've seen a lot of yellow flag iris pop up, and that's one of Idaho's newer noxious weeds on our list. And this is basically an escaped ornamental. It exists in Africa, Asia, and Europe in different areas. It's a beautiful flower. You can see why people would want to put it in their landscaping, their garden, or their waterways. It's kind of like purple loosestrife, where it is very invasive. It creates a monoculture. It chokes out the native vegetation, and it hinders water from being able to capable of flowing.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.